And we have special guest in our studio this morning. We're honored to have with us Mr. Chad Steed. Chad, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Good to be here.
Good morning, sir. We're proud to have you in, and you've got some exciting things going on. Let's talk about them.
I do, absolutely. Friday, the 22nd of April, I just released my debut single, Burning Bridges. So it's been an exciting past week and weekend for me.
I'm sure it has been. Tell me about it. Is this something that you wrote yourself or someone else wrote? Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been working on a project with my producer, David Hammonds, out of Cook Sound Studio in Fort Payne. And David is a wonderful Grammy-nominated producer. He's worked with, you know, lots of big names in the industry, and I was very blessed and thankful to have met him. And so I've been working on my debut EP with 6 original songs, and they are all songs that I have written myself, and super proud of those and the work that I've put into that. But Burning Bridges is that debut single, and so it came out Friday, and yesterday I wrote it and the words and the lyrics and the music, everything myself. So I was super proud of it.
Well, I know you are, and of course, as we were talking earlier, this is coming full circle for us, Chad, because
absolutely,
we probably saw you perform your very first time you ever performed.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that this morning. My father's father, John Steed, we called him Paw Paw, but he had us singing in church because he grew up singing, and him and his family. But me and one of my cousins sang at Noah Baptist Church, probably the first time I ever sang in public. And
yeah,
and you were there, a faithful member then, and probably now too. So I was there singing in front of you, and then here we are debuting my single on the radio with you at WEIS. It's kind of a cool moment.
Tell us a little bit more about the influence that your granddad had on you, because I know that not only you, but your other cousins, he had them playing the piano
in
church and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Shane and Felicia Givens, and we all grew up being musical, and whether it was dancing or singing or playing instruments or whatnot, my papa and mama Steed, they were always heavily involved in the church singings, and had quartets and trios and duets that they would do and different things. So he definitely brought forth the love of music, and then other people throughout my life have definitely poured themselves into me. Wilma Minix, as a, you know, kindergarten school teacher, she sang all the time and
yes,
gave me a love for that. And I've just been blessed with folks that have given of their talents to me so that I could learn and grow as along my life as well.
Well, as you share your talents and the influences that they've had on you, that's their legacy living on through you.
Absolutely. And I think that's our success as people, is helping others to get to what they want to do and helping them discover their passions.
All right, let's play this song, Burning Bridges, and let's listen to it.
All right.
And here's Chad Steed for you.
I thought things were going good. It turns out I misunderstood. I was just a pawn for you to play. I guess you thought I'd always stay. Forever sounded good, but it wasn't the plan. So I took matters into my own hands. Now's the time to set us free. So strike that match and give it to me. And I'll set fire. Walk away, I'll toss that match and watch it blaze. Nothing but smoke in my rear view, but it's all good cause I'm done with you. A chance for me to turn the page, just in time for a brand new stage. Been down in the hollows, rode high on the ridges, I never look back, just burning bridges. Telling makes me out to be the villain. You are always good at talking, but watch how good I am at walking. Now's not the time for you to cry, cause everybody knows the reasons why. But don't forget you first burned me. I'll return the favor as I openly, and you can watch me set fire and walk away. I'm done with you. But chance for me to turn the page, just in time for a brand new stage. Been down in the hollows, rode high on the ridges. I never looked back, just learning bridges. In my review, but it's all good cause I'm good with you. Well, chance for me to turn the page, just in time for a brand new stage. Been down in the hollers, road high on the ridges. I never look back, just burning bridges. Nothing but smoke in my review, but it's all good cause I'm done with you. Well, chance for me to turn the page, just in time for a brand new stage. Been down in the hollers, rode high on the ridges. I never look back, just burning bridges. Light it up, light it up, light it up. Watch it burn, it's a lesson learned. Oh, I'm burning bridges. Chad
Steed and Burning Bridges on WEIS. Chad, you wrote that song. Were you writing a song from life's experiences?
Yes, definitely. So I have talked to a lot of people about this, and that's the good thing about music is it's so therapeutic for listeners and for writers, I think, a lot of times. And this was one of those instances where sometimes in life we're told, you know, don't burn bridges. You might need those connections again. But a lot of times we are leaving places that we have no business going back to. They didn't serve us well. Maybe they were destructive. Maybe it just wasn't good for our inner peace, our spirit, our mission, whatever. But sometimes when we leave, it's best just to throw a match and burn that bridge so that we're not ever tempted to go back there again.
I see. Okay, well, it was a good song, good lyrics, up tempo, and all, and you did well writing the music
for it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was a labor of love, but it's been an exciting adventure and journey for me so far.
All right, now where do you go from here with this project, and how are you getting it out to the public and getting it out to radio and things of this nature?
Absolutely, yeah. It's streaming on all platforms currently right now. So if you're on Spotify, Amazon, YouTube Music, Apple, iTunes, all the good stuff, you can find that just by searching Chad Steed, my name. And then you can also go to my website, chadsteed.com, and find a link there that'll take you to all the platforms. But we're doing some radio interviews around the area, and folks have just been super great to connect me with different people at different stations, and then also having the hometown connection here with you guys. You are always so supportive of any endeavor that I take on, so I always appreciate that. But we're just moving forward with this and trying to get it out, and there's more music coming. Like I said, I've recorded my debut EP with six original songs on that, so that you'll be seeing more coming from that as the year progresses, so I'm excited.
Chad, how difficult has it been to get into the music industry as such? I know that you worked several years at Dollywood. Surely that was a breakthrough for you. and all. Tell us a little bit about the difficult road.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent almost 5 years at Dollywood, and I worked with some of the most talented musicians and vocalists around, and they had a rich history with them of people that they had played with throughout their careers and traveled the country and the world with. But I gained a lot of confidence and kind of knowledge of who I was as a performer, because I had kind of always fought against my country roots, because I did a lot of theater around here, and there's not really a place for, you know, country sound and music and whatnot in most theater. So when I went to Dollywood, it really kind of gave me my voice and helped me to tap into those country roots that I have. And just breaking in, as far as after COVID hit and everything went crazy in the world of entertainment and I moved back to Alabama, I just thought, I don't know what I want to do now. Like, it's just, life's upside down. And I prayed there that God would just make a path for me and make it very simple for me to choose what goes next. I said, don't give me choices, because I'll mess it up if you give me choices. But it is very difficult. And folks that aren't in the industry, they just don't realize it is constant work. As anybody that owns their own business, you know, you don't really have that many off days or off hours. So it is definitely been a labor of love, but just being able to do what you love is a great benefit in life.
It is. There's, when you own your own business and you're working for yourself, there's no time clock to punch.
That's right.
Go from can to can't most days.
Absolutely.
I understand. We understand that. Also, you've made some good friends in the music industry as you worked at Dollywood and other places that you probably some lifelong friends.
Oh, absolutely. I know. We just looked over and saw my good buddy Casey Johns, her vinyl over there of Thunder. She was one of my co-workers at Dollywood from Memphis. She was here just last week, I believe.
Yes.
With Carly on the FM station promoting her new song, Confused, that was out. So, yeah, I've met friends like that, and I've still got some that are up there in Tennessee performing at the park and doing some different things. But absolutely, lifelong friends and supporters, and they understand the hustle that has to go on in the entertainment industry. So it's always good to have folks in your corner that clap and cheer for you.
Well, what's in the future? Do you plan to move to Nashville? That's the country music mecca.
The burning question, yeah, where everything happens. Yeah. Right now, I'm very content staying here in Alabama, and I've got some connections there in Nashville, and I have some things in the works and some other fun projects going on. And so right now, we're going to stay put. So you'll still see me at Ingles and Walmart and whatnot, but and I'm playing around the area, and also I travel a lot, playing in South Georgia and Tennessee and all different parts of Alabama. So it is, we're just staying here pounding the pavement and trying to get my music out there. So the more support I have, and as it goes in the music industry, the more shares you have and everything else, it's all digital just about now. You don't sell CDs as much as you used to. So.
That's right. No, it's all digital now. That's a big thing about it, and that's where you do the EPs to get it out there digitally and
right.
Get it on all those formats that you talked about, Amazon and YouTube and
right.
Spotify and all the others. So you get it out there, and so that people can stream it, download
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Hope they consume it and share it and pass it on to others.
And
yeah.
Then from your website as well.
Absolutely. And that's chadsteed.com. And I'm on all, it has links to all my social media. And you can also sign up to join the Herd, which is my fan base. And I send out email updates about stuff that's going on, so you can stay up to date on all the happenings with my music.
Some of the venues that you're playing upcoming where people can see you around in the area.
Absolutely. Here locally, I play at the Gridiron every other Wednesday night from 6 to 9:30, and so that is not tonight, so it will be next Wednesday that I'll be there. I also play in Gadsden a good bit, and then surrounding areas. I go all the way Marshall County. Folks up there have been very welcoming and accepting of me, and I've been playing at a lot of different venues and restaurants, and my tour schedule is there on my website as well at chadsteed.com. and so I play just about anywhere, and you can also reach out and contact me if you want me to play private events, all kinds of stuff like that. If you're paying, I'm playing is my little motto. So
there you go. That works every time.
Absolutely.
You got bills to pay.
Absolutely, folks. Yeah, you enjoy what you're doing, but you still got to pay those bills with it.
I understand. Now tell me about another, when you're going to release more. I know you release one at a time off this project, but when how how do you space them out?
Well, most of the time you would space them out a little more than I'm going to on this next one. But I have something special coming out that is near and dear to my heart coming out at the beginning of May. So real soon, it's going to be coming out May the 6th, which is that Friday there before Mother's Day. So there's your little hint about what might be coming. But definitely they're going to be spaced out a little more after that. Something, I got a fun summertime song that... You know, I feel like the best written songs are the ones that come from the heart and from real life experiences. And what better for me than to talk about the lake? I grew up here, so I've got something fun and exciting coming, a good summertime song coming for us there before the beginning of summer.
Yeah, you grew up right on the lake there.
I did.
Right across the road from your house.
And yes,
so
sir.
You play and put your toes in the water anytime.
Anytime. I remember going down there with the church and watching folks be baptized before there was a baptistry, and just learning how to swim down there, and you know, first kisses on the lake bank, and all kinds of fun stuff. You know, it's just you grow up and you sometimes don't appreciate what's around you until you get older, and then you see the beauty and all of it. So that's definitely, coming back home has been that for me.
Now, being a songwriter that you are, and sharing life's experiences and all, do you have your friends say, Chad, you better not write about me?
Well, that's what I heard Adele say something. They are asking her, they said, so are you afraid, you think people are afraid to date you, that you'll write a song about them? And she says, well, don't do me wrong, and I won't write a song about you.
There
so,
you go.
But no, I haven't had any threats like that yet.
Okay,
so
good deal.
We're just telling the truth.
Anything that we haven't covered that you want to cover and get out there about your song and about your future and where you're going?
Yeah, I just, I can't ever thank folks enough around here for the support that I have. This community has always been one that supports their own. And no matter where I'm at, I sometimes get the big head. I pulled through the pharmacy the other day and they said, oh, look, it's a famous celebrity. And I thought, oh, no, I'm far from a famous celebrity. But it always is nice to have folks that support you. And I just thoroughly appreciate everybody here in the community and in the surrounding areas that have known me my whole life and still support me in spite of that. So.
And there's a lot of young talent out there in our area that
absolutely
some probably listening this morning. What would you say to them about their future, and if they have a dream or a passion for music, how would you approach that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to run after those things that make your heart beat, you know. And I kind of fought those for a while, and You don't want to say, I'm going to go into the music industry, you know, when you're a senior in high school. It's a kind of a terrifying thing to say, because there's a big chance you're not going to amount to anything in it. But just definitely just push after what you want, and hard work and determination will get you everywhere.
All right. Well, Chad, thank you for coming in, being with us, and hope we didn't leave anything out.
I don't think so. I appreciate you, Mr. Jerry. It's always a pleasure.
Our pleasure. We look forward to playing Burning Bridges. And all you have to do to hear more about Chad Steed's Burning Bridges, call your local country radio station. Ask them to get it on. If they don't have it yet, ask them to get it downloaded and get it on the airwaves for you so you can hear it. Chad Steed and Burning Bridges coming your way on WEIS.